Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Friday's amongst us, best day of the week.
Oh, how lovely, isn't it? What lovely words they are.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you've been actually going out and doing anything, not sitting on your bum all day at home.
Well, working, if that's what you say. I know you do your 2 hours and you're free as a bee to float around the south of France from 10 o'clock onwards. But those of us who have got responsibilities continue to plough away long into the evening.
OK, are you going down the garden centre at all this weekend? Or?
Well, I can't imagine. To be honest, I've not been in a shop of any kind for about 8 weeks now.
Really?
Not a single shop.
Yeah, what does that say about consumer spending?
Mrs. Potts is doing her best to keep the Amazon flow and food flow coming through. So we're doing our bit to help the recovery on that.
You must miss the deli at counter at Waitrose, though.
That's still available to you.
Is that because you're scared to go out? Or, you know, you just don't want to?
I don't know if it's scared, just precautions. You know, we're following the lockdown measures very carefully in our house, and we're moving to an online model that's been working very well.
Okay, not a great day on the markets yesterday.
No, US stocks fell yesterday as rising trade tensions between the United States and China added concerns about the pace of the recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. S&P 500 declined 0.8%, with signs mounting that President Trump will indeed make his tough on China stance a key element of his re-election bid. The US Senate also yesterday overwhelmingly passed a bill that could bar some Chinese companies from listing on US exchanges. US labour market, of course, still under pressure. Further evidence of that yesterday. Report showed another 2.44 million Americans claimed jobless benefits last week, taking the total number to nearly 40 million in the past 9 weeks alone. Quite incredible. In Europe, the Stoxx 50 was also lower, down by 1.27%. Lufthansa, however, bucked the trend after the carrier said it was close to a multi-billion euro bailout deal with the German government. Opening calls on the European bourses got FTSE down 47 points, DAX over in Frankfurt down 96 points, CAC 40 in Paris down 37 points. Worth remembering the Hang Seng in Hong Kong is down 5.4% this morning. China is proposing to introduce a new security law in Hong Kong that could ban things like sedition and subversion. So a real change taking place there as they try to push it through into law by, I think they're bypassing the local legislature and putting it straight to power. That will be debated at the National People's Congress today. The last governor of Hong Kong, Chris Patten, called the move a comprehensive assault on the city's autonomy. President Trump said the US would react strongly if China followed through with its proposals.
Well, you won't be going to Hong Kong anytime soon then. Sedition and subversion, that's right up your street, isn't it? You know, when you tried to smuggle that bag of tea out of Shanghai that time.
Well, the story was I was doing some client meetings in Shanghai, as you say, and kindly a client gave me this huge bag of green tea, but I thought it would be difficult to take it on my onward journey, so I decided to give it to a colleague instead.
Leads us on to TikTok, who've just appointed the Disney head of streaming as their new CEO. Do you use TikTok at all?
I can't say I do, to be honest.
My daughter's mad about it.
Oh, yeah? Lots of teenagers, lots of younger people have really been enjoying it, particularly, of course, in the lucrative US market. As you say, they took Kevin May, I think, to become its chief executive from Disney's streaming business. TikTok now worth more than $100 billion, apparently, the valuation of the short video platform owned by ByteDance has taken US teenagers by storm, as I said, and risen at least a third in recent private market transactions, reflecting expectations it will keep pulling in advertisers despite the COVID-19 pandemic. Some recent transactions in the privately held Chinese company suggest a value of $140 billion. TikTok has 1.5 billion monthly active users who are attracted apparently to its lip-syncing dance music videos, amongst other things. Most recent valuation would put it in the same brackets likes of HSBC or IBM, and is fighting out with the likes of Tencent for user traffic and marketing dollars.
Yes, and as you said about Chinese companies, the parent company is ByteDance is Chinese, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes, absolutely.
So do you think Donald Trump will try and ban it then?
Well, there's been lots of talk, as you say, and we saw some of those Chinese listed technology companies in the United States fall yesterday on whether they will indeed be able to list. But actually, they've been helping the performance of U.S. exchanges over the course of the past few years, and have seen as big growth potentials there. So whether they'll want to do that remains to be seen, but markets were reacting to that yesterday.
And there have been some suggestions of security flaws in TikTok as well.
Okay, well, we've seen that in many other instances where servers are held in China, and you see the development of those systems, and the controlling element of the state does worry some privacy advocates.
And more and more money is flowing into private healthcare firms.
It looks that way. US government said it's committing as much as $1.2 billion to AstraZeneca to help make the University of Oxford's vaccine. The US is using its considerable financial firepower to drive experimental solutions. It's also backed projects with Johnson & Johnson, Moderna and Sanofi. The funding for AstraZeneca is part of Operation Warp Speed as the US tries to secure vaccines for Americans. The US expects 300 million doses to be available as early as October, although, of course, it hasn't been tried and tested or even developed this new vaccine. So we're some way away from that, but lots of excitement around it. Astra said the funding will allow it to make a billion doses. Dozens of other vaccine projects are underway around the world. China said any successful vaccine developed there will be made available as a global public good. It's a reminder of the increased investment into healthcare sector. Actually, a sector we've liked for a long time, not just as a result of COVID. Demographically, I think it's important. Growing aging populations, accelerated urbanization, technology advances, things like big data, AI, nanotechnology, innovation, DNA sequencing, immune oncology, mass monitoring, all drivers of the sector. Certainly screens very well in terms of its growth potential as a defensive sector compared to many of its peers.
Do you think that's the right way to go?
Think it's the right way to go? In what way?
Pumping billions of dollars into private healthcare firms to develop a vaccine, and then they can then set the price, meaning a lot of poorer nations won't be able to afford it.
Well, I think there'll be some pressure on those large companies to offer it at a reasonable price. The most important element is using the scientific resources around the world to get to a point of a vaccine as quickly as possible, and that is the model that we have in place. So I think governments will be putting more money into healthcare across the board, along, of course, with this specific focus on COVID at the moment, and companies will continue to benefit from that, but also the population can benefit if indeed they make the gains that are required.
Could be a nice little earn of some of these pharmaceuticals. Fiscal giants, given that they say the virus is likely to mutate, it'll be a bit like a flu virus, and they'll probably have to have a different vaccine every year.
Yeah, the cost of developing these drugs and these solutions aren't easy, and it's an expensive process. So it's not like it's an easy thing to do, and it's an expensive process, as I said. And yes, of course, they'll make money from it, but as I say, the world will need it. And like anything, where there's demand, then there's obviously some opportunity as well.
Okay, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.22 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.09. You can get €1, 11.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
Pound's been skidding along near the bottom for quite a while, hasn't it?
Has a little bit. Lots of concerns around what's taking place with the Brexit negotiations as we head towards that deadline for Britain to ask for an extension to the transition. A transition period, of course, due to end this year. But given the lack of progress on the negotiations, perhaps we could see that extended, but we need to see if the government and the European Union can reach agreement on that.
So what are you doing the weekend? You're not sort of going to drive down to Cornwall and go to the beach or anything?
No, I see a few people have done that. I don't think you can stay over. You can go to these beauty spots, but you can't stay overnight, I think, is the current ruling around that. So lots of people being caught out by that. No, I will be staying very much firmly at home. Rack of lamb on the barbecue. Tikka masala paste I was telling you about the other day. Nice drop of lemon juice, very nice. Chopped up tomatoes with garlic. Lemon couscous with some raisins in it. Some peas with some mint. Perfect accompaniment to it.
I don't know about putting the raisins in the couscous.
Oh, yeah.
That's
really
just wrong, Nana.
No, it's really nice. It really works well.
Well, you enjoy it.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice weekend.
Talk to you on Monday. Tuesday. Bank holiday on Monday.
Thank you very much. Don't phone me again. Don't do your usual trick.
So 3 days of straight barbecuing then, is it?
The weather's a bit stormy, a bit miserable today, but apparently turning nice as we look towards Sunday. So may hold off until then.
Okay, have a nice long weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Hank Potts and Barclays.